Feels like we're living in a sci-fi movie, doesn't it? AI is everywhere. Self-driving cars, algorithms writing hit songs. I even saw an ad for an AI-powered toothbrush the other day.
It's certainly an exciting time to be paying attention to the world of tech, that's for sure. And yeah, a lot of it does feel pretty sci-fi.
Right. But it's happening so fast.
Yeah.
One minute AI is writing a decent email subject line, the next it's composing symphonies and paintings like the masters. Where do you even begin to understand it all?
Well, that's what we're here for. In this deep dive, we're going deep into the latest AI news, figuring out what really matters, the genuine breakthroughs, the stuff that's actually going to reshape the world, and what it all means for you navigating this increasingly AI-powered world.
Exactly. We've got a stack of fascinating stories for you today. Everything from OpenAI's latest model that seems to be spending more time, well, thinking before it responds, to Google's foray into turning your notes into full-blown podcasts.
Yeah, let's start with this thinking AI. Definitely captured people's attention, and for good reason.
Yeah.
We're talking about a real leap forward in how AI processes information. Not just recognizing patterns anymore. These newer models are doing deeper analysis, even reasoning.
Okay, so walk me through this. What does it even mean for an AI to think? How is this new OpenAI model different?
It's all about how it's trained, how it processes information. Imagine researching a complex topic. You wouldn't just read one article and call it a day, right? You'd explore, consider different sources, different perspectives. That's what this new AI is doing.
So instead of just the first answer it finds, it's pausing, considering different angles, actually contemplating the information.
Exactly. And the results are pretty impressive. More nuanced and accurate responses, a better understanding of context. It can even generate different creative text formats like poems, code, scripts, even music, all while following instructions and answering your questions in an informative way.
That's a game changer. But what happens when AI is creating art that's indistinguishable from human-made? We saw that article about AI-generated music fooling streaming services, even winning awards. What does that mean for artists, for creativity itself?
Yeah, it's definitely generating a lot of debate, even anxiety, especially among creative professionals. And it's not just music. We're seeing AI create stunning visual art, write compelling stories, even generate realistic video footage. The lines between human creativity and AI-generated content are getting really blurry, which raises a ton of questions.
For sure. On one hand, there's this incredible potential for collaboration. Artists using AI as a tool, pushing creative boundaries, exploring new sounds, bringing their wildest ideas to life.
Absolutely. I think that's where a lot of the excitement lies. AI augmenting human creativity, helping us see things in new ways, breaking down barriers, opening up new possibilities.
But then, what happens if algorithms get so good human artists aren't needed? Or this AI content floods the market, making it even harder for human artists to be seen, to earn a living.
Those are valid concerns, for sure. Something to be mindful of is this technology keeps evolving. How do we ensure AI complements human creativity, not replaces it? How do we protect artists' livelihoods when algorithms can churn out endless content? These are questions we'll need to answer as we move forward.
It's almost like we found this powerful new tool, but we're still figuring out how to use it responsibly, ethically, in a way that benefits everyone. Speaking of unintended consequences, that article about Ireland launching an investigation into Google's AI practices was eye-opening.
It really highlights how important regulation and oversight are in this space. As AI systems get more sophisticated, more ingrained in our lives, we need to make sure they're developed and used responsibly. Data privacy, algorithmic bias, potential for misuse, these are all critical issues we need to deal with head-on.
Okay, so we've covered some big ideas here. AI getting smarter, capable of crazy feats of creativity and problem-solving. But we're also facing these huge ethical and societal implications, figuring out how to navigate this new territory responsibly.
And that's what's so fascinating about right now. It's not just the tech itself. It's about how we choose to shape it, regulate it, integrate it into our
You know,
lives.
it's funny, we talk about AI being this scary, maybe even threatening thing, but then you see how it's being used to tackle these huge problems we face. Like that article about using AI to fight conspiracy theories, misinformation, that really got my attention.
Yeah, it's an interesting area of research with huge potential upside. We're talking about using AI to help us think more critically about the information we see online.
So algorithms that can flag stuff that's potentially false, misleading, or even AI assistance helping us evaluate sources, identify biases.
Exactly. Imagine instead of feeling overwhelmed by information from all sides, you have AI tools sifting through it, figuring out what's credible, what's not.
That would be huge, especially now when it feels like everyone has their own version of the truth. But how do we even make sure these AI systems aren't biased themselves or end up censoring legitimate debate?
Right. It's not a perfect solution. There are definitely challenges. But this idea that AI could actually promote media literacy, a more informed public, that's incredibly exciting.
It's like anything else, AI is a tool. Good or bad depends on how we use it.
Which brings us back to Ireland and Google, that whole issue of AI regulation. Seems like every leap forward in AI comes with a regulatory battle behind the scenes. And it makes sense, right? As AI gets more powerful, more embedded in our lives, governments are going to want to make sure it's being developed and used responsibly.
And it's not just some abstract legal thing. This stuff affects all of us. Think about how much data we generate every single day. Our phones, browsing the internet, even just walking around. It's all being collected, analyzed, often by AI.
Absolutely. Every share, even just opening an app, you're adding to these massive data sets used to train AI. And then the decisions those algorithms make, they have real impact on our lives.
It's kind of exhilarating and a little terrifying at the same time, right? This potential to solve problems, improve our lives, but also this feeling of, hold on, shouldn't we be having a bigger conversation about where this is all going? Shouldn't we have more say in how this tech shapes our world?
Absolutely. And that conversation needs to include everyone, not just the big tech companies and politicians. We need ethicists, social scientists, artists, everyday people helping shape the future of AI.
This isn't something that's just happening to us, right? We have a role to play in how AI evolves. But let's be real. For most people, all this AI talk can be overwhelming. Easy to get caught up in the hype or the fear. So what can we actually do about it? Let's talk directly to our listeners for a minute. What are some concrete things you can do to navigate this AI-powered future? Not just survive, but thrive.
That's the question I get asked most. First thing is, remember, AI is a tool. Like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. The key is understanding how it works, how it's being used.
So knowledge is power. Don't just blindly trust what you hear. Educate yourself.
Exactly. There are so many great resources online, websites, podcasts like ours, online courses. Start with the basics, get a grasp of the fundamentals.
Okay, so education. But what about all this talk about AI taking our jobs? It's hard not to worry about that. Should we all be rushing out to learn to code or something?
Well, I don't know about rushing out, but you're right. The job market will be impacted by AI, no doubt. But instead of panicking, think of this as a chance to future-proof your career. What skills are uniquely human? What can AI not easily replicate?
So, not competing with AI, but figuring out how to work with it.
Exactly, and that takes a shift in mindset. Embrace lifelong learning. Be adaptable. Focus on your uniquely human skills. Creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, problem-solving. Those are what will make you stand out.
Such good advice. It's easy to feel powerless when it comes to AI, but you're reminding us we have agency, choices to make.
And those choices matter. They'll shape the future we build with AI. It's serious stuff.
It is, but also incredibly exciting. Like we're on the edge of something brand new, something potentially transformative. It's funny, we talk about AI as this powerful force for change, but really it's all just code, algorithms, data, right? We're the ones who give it meaning.
That's so true. AI doesn't exist in some void. It reflects us, our values, creativity, even our aspirations. As it gets more advanced, it's going to make us rethink what it means to be human.
Like that whole thing about AI and art. If an algorithm can write a symphony, paint a masterpiece, does that make human creativity less meaningful? Or does it redefine it somehow?
Big questions, right? Philosophers and artists have been debating this for ages. And it goes beyond just art. Think about any field where human ingenuity matters. Science, engineering, medicine. What happens when AI takes on a bigger role there?
Right. Do we end up in a world that's super optimized, but also maybe a bit sterile? Like, where's the heart in that?
It's a valid concern, but I think it's also a chance to really rethink creativity. Maybe it's not humans versus machines, but humans and machines working together to make things neither could do alone.
Now that I like. Not fearing AI, but seeing it as this partner in creation, a way to push the boundaries even further.
Exactly. And who knows what incredible new stuff we'll come up with together. New art forms, solutions to problems we haven't even thought of yet. With AI as a collaborator, limitless possibilities.
What a great note to end on. It's been quite a journey today, exploring the latest in AI, what it all means, and even imagining where it's taking us.
I've really enjoyed this deep dive.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us. AI is always changing, but we hope you're leaving today feeling a bit more informed, empowered to engage with these big ideas that are shaping our future. Until next time, this has been The Deep Dive.